Maine poll, Biden leads Trump, GOP Senator Collins within striking distance of challenger. By Michael Patrick Leahy on July 6, 2020. A poll released on Monday by left-leaning Public Policy Polling, PPP, shows presumptive Democrat Party nominee Joe Biden leading President Trump by 11 points, 53% to 42%, in Maine. Notably, that same poll shows the Democrat nominee for the U.S. Senate, Sarah Gideon, with just a 4-point lead over incumbent Senator Susan Collins, Army, 46% to 42%, taking Collins's Maine Senate seat out of the Republican column and putting it into the Democrat column is considered one of the linchpins of the Democrat Party's 2020 election efforts to retake the majority in the U.S. Senate. Democrats supported Gideon by a 79% to 13% margin. Republicans supported Collins by a 76% to 8% margin. Independents were evenly split, with 44% backing each candidate. Women supported Gideon by a 49% to 39% margin. Men supported Collins by a 46% to 43% margin. PPP has a reputation of framing the questions in polls and organizing the respondent samples to advance a narrative supporting a progressive political agenda. Given that reputation, the fact that Gideon is running 11 points behind Biden and Collins is running 4 points ahead of Trump in the PPP poll released on Monday suggests that Gideon will have a much tougher time unseating Collins than Democrat Party officials had hoped. The only other poll of the Maine 2020 Senate race matchup in the Real Clear Politics average of polls was conducted by Colby College in February. That poll gave Gideon a 1-point lead over Collins, which was within that poll's 3.2% margin of error. First elected to the Senate in 1996, Collins was re-elected in 2014 by a margin of 37 percentage points. In 2016, Hillary Clinton defeated Trump in Maine by a margin of 3 points, 48% to 45%, but took only 3 of the state's 4 electoral college votes. Maine and Nebraska are the only 2 states that do not award all of their electoral college votes to the overall popular vote winner in the state. Maine awards 2 electoral college votes to the statewide popular vote winner of the presidential contest, 1 electoral college vote to the winner of the popular vote in the state's 1st congressional district and 1 electoral college vote to the winner of the popular vote in the state's 2nd congressional district. Due to its small population, Maine only has 2 congressional districts. Clinton won the popular vote in Maine's 1st congressional district in 2016 by 14 percentage points and received that district's 1 electoral college vote, giving her 3 of the state's 4 electoral college votes. Trump won the popular vote in Maine's 2nd congressional district that year by 10 percentage points and received that district's 1 electoral college vote, giving him 1 of the state's 4 electoral college votes. PPP is the only firm in the Real Clear Politics average of polls that has polled the presidential matchup in Maine over the past year. The poll results released on Monday are virtually the same as 2 earlier PPP polls. One conducted in March 2020 gave Biden a 10-point lead over Trump. Another conducted in October 2019 gave Biden a 12-point lead over Trump. The questions in the poll released on Monday are consistent with PPP's reputation for using polling as a way to establish a political narrative for the progressive agenda. Among those questions and responses were the following. When asked, "Do you think Donald Trump should have been impeached and removed from office, or not?" 51% of respondents said yes, while 44% said no. 84% of Democrats said yes, while 11% said no. 10% of Republicans said yes, while 88% said no. Among independents, 50% said yes, while 42% said no. The poll also asked a question framed negatively around Collins but included no such question about Gideon. When asked, "Do you think Susan Collins is more an independent voice for Maine or a partisan voice for Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell?" 46% of respondents said she was a partisan voice for Trump and McConnell, while 42% said she was an independent voice for Maine. The survey of 1,022 registered voters in Maine was conducted between July 2 and July 3 and has a 3.1% margin of error. 30% of poll respondents self-identified as Republicans, 38% as Democrats, and 32% as independents. Correction, This article originally stated 38% of poll respondents were Republican, 30% were Democrat, and 28% were Independent. It has been updated to reflect the correct percentages of 30, 38, and 32 respectively.